Final half hour for his company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Extended show this morning as we bring you right up to coverage of Vanderbilt and Texas men's basketball from over at Memorial Gymnasium. Big one between the Commodores and Longhorns. Again, pregame coverage at 11:30, tip-off at noon. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Jake Wallman with you here, and we're going to wrap up talking some football. It's Super Bowl weekend. Feel like that's the only way to do it. We will make some picks around the Super Bowl coming up in our final segment. But I did want to check in on the Titans quickly here. I know we touched on it back in the first hour, but Dan Graziano from ESPN put out a report, I believe it was this morning, maybe last night, that the Titans, you know, there's been so much smoke around the Titans in this number one pick. At first it was, they love Cam Ward. Then it was, oh, they want a generational talent. Maybe it's going to be Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Now Dan Graziano reporting that the whispers around NFL circles are the Titans are trying to trade down.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, we've heard everything. I mean, the whole thing of comparing, I think it was Brian Callahan at the Senior Bowl, comparing
Shedeur Sanders to Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Like, we're going to hear, like you said, it's lying season. It's smoke screens, all the above. This one, you know where I stand on the whole trade thing, trading back. I don't know if this is a smokescreen. I really don't know if the Titans are just saying, yeah, we're going to play our cards right. It's almost like in poker when you're playing and you actually tell your true hand, like, man, I got pocket aces.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have pocket kings, but I'm going to take you to town right now.
And it's like no one knows whether you're bluffing or not.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where the Titans are right now of in, yeah, you know what? We actually are going to trade back. Is there any biters? Anybody want to bite? Because that's essentially what happens with the first overall pick. You don't normally see Roger Goodell, we are having a trade for the number one overall pick at the podium.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. We don't see that on draft day. We're going to see that on, you know, I'd say 2 weeks, 3 weeks beforehand.
Honestly, I would say even before that. I bet if the Titans trade that pick, it's done by, when does the new league year start? NFL new league year. If it's like mid-March, I would bet it's before the new league year. That's usually when it is, when free agency starts. That's when it happened.
March 12th.
Yeah, so March 12th. I would bet the first weekend of March, or first full weekend, so not March 1st, 2nd, but 8th or 9th, if the Titans are going to trade that pick, I bet that's when it comes out. Okay. That's about when it came out for Panthers-Bears. And I think that just allows all these teams to make decisions around their offseason with as much information as possible.
Get all their ducks in a row.
Right. The Titans, if they're sitting on the first overall pick heading into free agency, well, it's like, all right, well, if we stick, what do we need there? If we take a quarterback, or do we need an edge rusher, or maybe Abdul Carter is going to be sitting around? They don't know all these things. Same thing with, let's say it's the Giants. Giants right now have nobody at quarterback. I guess Drew Locke's still under contract. Danny Cutler, Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah.
But
all that.
If the Giants are still sitting at three and don't have any clarity from the Titans on whether they can trade up and get a Cam Ward or a Shedeur Sanders, then they have to go into free agency operating as if they don't have a quarterback option in the draft and maybe go sign somebody else. I think everybody's going to want that done sooner rather than later. And because you have the first overall pick, you can trade it early and still get the most value out of it.
I think for the Titans, I don't know if somebody's coming to the realization of this. I don't know if it's Borgonzi thinking this way or if it's Brinker or whoever it is. I don't know if they're thinking, well, maybe, like you're saying, maybe if we get rid of this sooner rather than later, we can get rid of all the hype. I think that's what's trying to, like, talking about, you know, smoke screens and stuff. I think the hype is what's really driving all of this, unfortunately. And I want it to be gone. As a fan, I want it to be gone. Just out of the area.
Yeah.
Don't want it. Just get me what I need. Give me pen and paper. Give me picks in return. Let me get my board ready. Be like you're saying, getting all the ducks in a row.
Right.
The Titans need to get their ducks in a row before everybody else.
Yes. You're not losing any value by trading the first pick early. Because everybody knows what's available at that spot. Once you get through the combine and some of the pro days, everybody knows. I think the Titans, if the Titans don't trade the first overall pick by St. Patrick's Day, they're taking a quarterback at number one.
That's fair. I can't deny that. You're on the money with that. I think if the Titans do end up trading their pick before, St. Patrick's Day, I just hope, I really do as a fan, I hope they're able to get another first-round draft pick out of this. And not for this year, but the following
that,
year.
That is the one thing I think the Titans have to do in this draft. I don't love either of the quarterbacks, but if you take a quarterback, it means they did. Mm-hmm. So I'd be fine with that. But if you don't take a quarterback, you have to get a future first.
You have to. And if you don't, you are it's the Luka Doncic trade. You are literally setting your franchise up for failure.
You get the number one pick, you have to get the most value possible out of it. And the most valuable things that you can have as an NFL franchise is a franchise quarterback and first-round picks. Those are the two things that can get you to where you want to be as a franchise. You got to come out of the draft with one or the other.
And I think that's where the Titans are struggling right now of how much can we chew off more off this bone before it gets to the point where we're actually nibbling onto the bone, where there's not anything left to nibble on.
Yeah.
I think that's the issue the Titans have run into of like maybe letting Graziano know we're going to leak some information. Yeah, I think we are going to trade the first overall pick.
Which, hey, if you come out of the draft with trying to think of let's say you trade down to six with the Raiders. Raiders love Shedeur Sanders. Tom Brady gives the sign okay. of the approval, and they're like, all right, we're going to move up to one and take Shedeur Sanders. You move down to six. If you could come out of the draft with, I think to move down to six, you'd probably get, you definitely get the first next year. Mm-hmm. So you'd get six, first next year, and I would bet you could get a third in each of the next two drafts. So two firsts, two thirds to move down five spots. I think that's about right.
I'm curious. If the Titans were to trade down to six, and let's say the Patriots go for Abdul Carter at three, okay, or four.
Yeah.
So
you would have, let's say it's Sanders, Ward, Carter, Hunter off the board in the first four picks.
Mm. So you think Ward is staying inside the top four?
I think the quarterbacks are going to go early.
Okay.
Just because there are quarterback-needed teams up there.
Right.
And a lot of these teams are desperate. If the Titans like them, they'll take them. But I think the Browns and Giants are pretty desperate to get a quarterback. I think they would take them.
Okay.
So let's say the Titans move back, Raiders come up, take Sanders at one, Browns take Ward at two, Giants go Hunter, Patriots take Carter. Then you're kind of looking at maybe the Titans take Tet McMillan. Which I wouldn't hate that. If you come out of night one with an extra first, two extra thirds, and Tet McMillan at wide receiver.
A wide receiver that's going to set you up as a pillar for the future.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can still go take a right tackle with your first pick in round two, maybe get an edge rusher in round three. Like, I think that sets you up to fill some of your needs, and then you have a bridge quarterback. But if you don't trade down, it's got to be for a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I like Abdul Carter. I like Travis Hunter. But if you leave night one of the draft with just one of those players, you failed.
Yeah. My another issue that I have is I don't know if the Titans necessarily would be. Is wide receiver a bigger need over an edge rusher? That's my thing I'm trying to come to qualms with.
I mean, I guess maybe you could go with one of those Georgia edge rushers if you trade back a little bit.
Because, like, my priority. I say you build around the defense. Obviously, Titans need some gaps to fill on offense. I understand that. I just think if you have an edge rusher and you build off of that, in my opinion, that's where I would go.
And maybe you could trade back a little bit. Is it Malachi Starks? Is that the Georgia guy who's kind of up there?
Yeah, I'll look that up real quick.
And then, but, like, let's say you're at six. Mason Graham is kind of getting mocked in that area, but you don't need another defensive tackle. You've already got two that you've spent high draft capital on
right.
in Simmons and Sweat. Will Johnson from Michigan could be in there too, but you don't really need a cornerback. I'm not saying you draft based on need, but if you have all three of those guys, McMillan, Johnson, Graham, kind of in the same tier, you take the one that helps you most right now, and I think that would be McMillan. Although I agree that I think defense would be a good way to go. Maybe you trade back again.
Would you say potentially it would be a reach at six if the Titans were to draft James Pierce?
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit of a reach?
I think he's kind of getting mocked in the
teens.
Like 10 to 15 range.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what you could end up doing if you're the Titans. If you trade back with
twice.
The Raiders or the Jets or something, in March. You make that move early, you get your picks, and you can set up your draft board the way you want it and say, you know what, we're going to go with a bridge quarterback this year and try and find a young guy in the future. Then on draft night, you see who falls to you and hope somebody else wants to come up. That could be the way you really replenish and get to the Borgonzi and Brinker saying they want 30 picks in the next three drafts and 12 of them to be in the top 100. That could be how you do it. You trade back to six, pick up a future first, maybe a couple of day two picks, and then you could go down from six to 13 and pick up an extra second. Like, I think that would be a great way to do it.
It's not a bad idea.
I just think you either have to come out of night one of the draft with a guy that you feel like is your franchise quarterback or a king's ransom of draft picks.
But I say you got to have some ammo for either day two and day three or next
right.
year.
Right. If you come out of it as good of players they are, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, if you come out of night one and you only have that player and you still only have one pick on day two and you still only have your picks for next year's draft, that is a failure.
Yeah.
Complete failure.
I don't want to bring the Chiefs into this, but I am. With Borgonzi coming from Kansas City and Kansas City having such a deep just understanding of draft picks being a vital purpose of why they're so good.
Yeah.
I hope the scouting department with the Titans, I don't know if there's some familiar faces from previous staffs that are still here or if it's all new guys coming in. I don't know. But I really hope that DNA of what Borgonzi knows about football kind of is reciprocated with the scouting staff.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, then I would double up. I would trade with the Raiders at six and, you know, play – you know, peekaboo at six. Like, hey, you know what? I think we're going to trade back to the teens.
Yeah.
And then maybe get more draft, like you're saying, more draft capital that way. I think that's probably, I'm agreeing with you 100%. That's the way to do it.
I think it's got to be one or the other. You either have to stock the cupboards of draft capital or you take your franchise guy, which I would pick. I think Cam Ward probably ends up being the guy if they stay.
Yeah.
Just based on what it seemed like at the beginning of the offseason, it was Ward or Sanders. Who knows? It could be either one. And since then, it's been all Cam Ward trending in that direction. So, long way to go. We're still 2.5 months away from draft night. But I think if the Titans are going to trade it, like Dan Graziano says that they're kind of leaning towards, mm-hmm. I think it comes within the next 5 or 6 weeks.
It's fair. It's fair. I can't deny it.
And it'll be the offseason officially after the Super Bowl tomorrow.
I guess it'd be really considered lying season at that point?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The football officially ends tomorrow evening, and we're going to make some Super Bowl picks as we wrap up the show coming up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Jake Wallman, Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Final segment on this Saturday morning. We're leading you right into Vanderbilt coverage of the Commodores and the Longhorns over there from Memorial Gymnasium. Coming up in under 10 minutes, pregame at 11:30, tip-off at noon. A couple of games we've been keeping an eye on are already underway. Connor Newt and his Kentucky Wildcats, they're up 13-11 on South Carolina right now. Tennessee up 10 on Oklahoma. And again, Vanderbilt, Texas, coming up right after us here on The Game. Preds playing Buffalo later on tonight. That is a 6 p.m. pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop from Bridgestone Arena. The Super Bowl is tomorrow. We talked about it a lot in hour number one. Time to make some picks. We're going all Super Bowl here for picks. And the first one may be the most important question. Heads or tails on the coin toss? Nick Frazier.
Tails never fails, baby. That's where I'm going with it. I pick it in NCAA, pick it in Madden, might as well.
All right. Tails, Jake Wallman. Heads or tails?
I'm going heads.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So I got the big decision. Break the tie. Tails never fails. I'm going tails, too.
Yes, sir.
And I know it's going to be heads because I feel like Super Bowls, it's usually heads. Like, at least 50% of the time.
Yeah. I'm intrigued, though, about the kickoff this year. I will say I'm intrigued about it. Because normally every year it's like a novelty.
Yeah.
Like, will there be a return on the kickoff?
That's true. Like, yeah, will it be a touchback or not? It'll be different this year because of the new kickoff rules.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the odds are different on that. I haven't checked. But, all right, we got two on tails, one on heads for the coin toss. First touchdown score. Who's scoring the first touchdown of the Super Bowl tomorrow?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow, you're going D-Hop.
I'm going to go DeAndre Hopkins. I just feel he's been quiet whole playoffs. This is going to be his time to shine.
Jake Wallman?
I'm going to go with the birthday boy.
Saquon?
Saquon. I feel like he gets his birthday off to a really good start and finds the end zone first.
All right. I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. I think the Eagles are going to do a kind of exactly what we said they need to do, which was long touchdown drive to start the game. I think Saquon gets him down there, but I think it's the tush push that gets him in. Jalen Hurts scores the first touchdown.
Oh, okay.
Will be my pick. And finally, who is going to win the Super Bowl, and who is your Super Bowl MVP?
I believe the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl, and my Super Bowl MVP will be... I don't want it to be Mahomes. I want to be off the grid here. I don't want to be too off the grid, but I'm
going
to go...
Harrison Butker.
I don't know. I'll go Kelsey.
You're going Kelsey?
Yeah, I think I'll go Kelsey.
I think... Do you think if he won Super Bowl MVP, proposes to Taylor Swift on the field after the game, and then retires?
No, I don't think he retires. I think he comes back one more season.
I mean, ending it with a three-peat and then proposing to the world's biggest pop star on the field after the game, that's a pretty good way to go out.
It is. It is. I just don't think...
You don't think so?
I don't think he wants to go
out.
But
you think he wins the MVP?
Yeah, I guess so. Might as well.
Jake Wallman?
My wife would be all over that if that happened. Have you guys heard that there's a rumor that like the Chiefs will be down late in the fourth quarter and Kelsey will, you know, kind of engineer, you know, he'll be a part of this big drive where they go down the field and win the game? It's part of that whole like the NFL scripted idea.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it doesn't surprise me if that is how it ends up.
But I'm going, I think if the Eagles win, I think it's because of Saquon. I think he has a big day tomorrow. Give me Saquon Barkley as the MVP.
All right, I don't know what to do here.
You got it.
This is one of the tougher Super Bowls to pick. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I feel like I just can't pick against Patrick Mahomes right now. And I'll be basic and say Mahomes wins MVP too.
Okay, not bad. I mean, it's fair.
I mean, I'd like to go off the wall and say... Eagles win and Reed Blankenship is the MVP.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or Jahad Dotson with the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, it would be if Reed Blankenship got it, MTSU guy, that'd be cool. But I will go basic and say Chiefs win, Mahomes is your MVP.
Did a little research, by the way. Opening kickoff to be a touchback, -340.
What's the national anthem at?
I don't have that in front of me. I wish I did. Don't have much time to look
Normally they have that up there.
If it's the guy who sang the national anthem at our game against Texas on Thursday, go over. Oh, my goodness. I was begging him to end because our intro is playing as he's wrapping up Home of the Brave. I'm like, get off the hardwood. Anyway, that's our picks for the Super Bowl tomorrow.
How about that? You have a score?
Let's go 34-28.
Okay. I'm going to go 31-27. I said that earlier this week. Chiefs 31-27.
Okay.
35-31. Eagles.
And you've got the Eagles. All right, 2 on the Chiefs, 1 on the Eagles. Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. I believe that's a 5:30 tip or kickoff from New Orleans. Coming up next, Vanderbilt, Texas. Big one in the SEC over at Memorial Gymnasium. Kevin Ingram and Tim Thompson will have the call. That's for us on Forrest Company. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.